Former U.S. Senator Alan Dixon has died just before his 87th birthday. Amanda Vinicky takes a look back at his political career, which ended in 1992 when he lost a Democratic primary bid to Carol Moseley Braun.
It began because of a neighbor. In an interview recorded a couple of years ago, Dixon says a neighbor, who was the Democratic Party chairman of Belleville, took him under his wing. He helped Dixon land his first elected office as the police magistrate. From there, Dixon didn't stop for decades. He became a member of the Illinois House in 1950, moved on to the state Senate, and served terms as Illinois' treasurer and secretary of state before moving on to the U.S. Senate. Dixon recounted his career in that interview with the Illinois Channel.
I ended up doing 42 and a half years in continuous elected public office.
In a statement, House Speaker Michael Madigan says Dixon was one of a kind. And U.S. Senator Mark Kirk, a Republican, said that but for Dixon's leadership, quote, Illinois would have lost Scott Air Force Base, the largest employer south of I-80. I'm Amanda Vinicky.